साइश्रेया।
श्रेया, ओके। सो इज योर नेटवर्क ओके? कैन यू स्विच ऑन योर कैमरा एज वेल?
या आई कैन स्विच ऑन बट आई एम नॉट इन यूनिफॉर्म।
It's fine. It's completely fine. You don't have to be
इट्स
in
ओके।
uniform. It's a very casual thing we are doing. You don't have to worry so much about it. Okay.
ओके, कैन यू वेट अ सेकंड?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. हेलो।
हाय,
ओके, या ओके। सो हाउ आर यू? हाउ, व्हाट डिड यू डू टुडे?
टुडे आई वॉक अप एंड देन आई हैड माय ट्यूशन ऑफ साइंस एंड मैथ्स, देन आई वेंट फॉर अ आई योगा क्लास, देन व्हेन आई केम बैक इट वाज टू हॉट, देन आई टुक अ शावर एंड विद कोल्ड वाटर एंड देन आई हैड माय लंच। It was a yummy meal. Well, then I worked with the computer for a few hours to be safe because I had my homeworks to be done. Then I think I went to my friend's house to play. It's actually on the top of my house, so I could refresh my mind. Then I started this meeting.
Okay, nice. Good to talk to you. Okay, so let me introduce myself. I am Firdaus Shareen. I have also been a student of MPS from class 5 to class 12. So I'm kind of your super senior right now. I'm doing my master's in English and we have a huge project for that. So I will need your help to finish that project. Okay. So before we start the entire thing, tell me, who is your best friend?
My best friend is Ayushi Dash.
Okay. I have talked to Ayushi then. So she
Yeah.
also told me the same thing that you are her best friend. And I thought I heard your name. Okay. So what do you like to watch on TV?
I like to watch I think Sony Sub and then Discovery Channel and then Shin Chan.
Oh, I used to love Shinchan so much. Okay, so do you like telling stories?
Yeah, I love to.
And do you like listening to stories as well?
Yeah, I listen from my not from my actually I
Okay, so let me just share my screen. Give me a second. Tell me if you can see my screen.
I can see your screen.
Okay, cool. So let's begin. Just a second. Okay, so let's begin. Now let's play a game together. I will be this woman who has a red computer, and you will be this girl who has a blue computer. You will choose a story that will show up on your blue computer. However, I will not see it on my red computer. Then you look closely at the story and try to tell it yourself, okay? I'm looking forward to it, and I'm curious about the story you're going to tell me. So there are three envelopes here. There is a different story in each envelope. Choose one, and then you can tell me a story.
The heart one.
Okay. The story you chose has come out of the envelope, but you don't see it yet. The story has to unfold first. Now take a good look. Here are our computers. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story will appear in color, so you can see the story. However, on my red computer, the story won't be visible. I can't see it. Now the story is opened on your blue computer, but I don't see it. It looks like this on my red computer. I would like to know what story you have chosen and what it is about. Take a look at the whole story first and then tell it to me. So take your time, take a look at the entire series of pictures, and then whenever you're ready, tell me the story, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay then. So look at the pictures and try to tell the best story you can.
Once in a village lived a pigeon's family. The pigeon's family contained a mother pigeon and two of its baby pigeons. Once the mother pigeon went in search of food. Well, the two baby pigeons lived in the house and guarded them. Meanwhile, a selfish cat saw both of them, and he was so greedy that he wanted to eat them. But I still see the cat was trying to get up the tree to the birds. Then the mother came back with the worms. Oh, it seems so yummy for the kids. The kids said, I'm so hungry, mother. Please give me that one. The other one said, no, it's for me. Mother got one. The mother said, don't fight, children. I have bought two for you both. I was just kidding you with your people. Meanwhile, the mother did not see the cat was climbing up to the nest. He grabbed one of the baby pigeons and was just sliding down the tree while Bruno, the dog of a master, saw that the cat was grabbing one of the pigeons' baby. So he pulled the cat's tail and asked him, hey, why are you taking the pigeons' babies? Are you so greedy that you want to eat them? Couldn't you eat any fish? Oh, the cat said, my master never gives me food. In that while, the dog chased him a lot and lot. He was so angry on the cat that he was about to bite him. Well, the master saved him of the cat. So the cat said, thank you to save me, oh dear master. Well, the master couldn't understand the language, but he smiled and said, I couldn't understand your language, but still, you look so cute. I could take you as a pet, but I have a dog, Bruno. Oh, I know that Bruno. He is so furious to me, the cat said. But still, as we know that humans don't understand animal language. So Bruno did a bow bow and ran away with his master. So that was the story I told you. Thank you.
Very good. That was so nicely told. Okay, so look, there are our computers again. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On the blue computer, the story appears like this in color. And on my red computer, the story will now also show in color. Now we both can see the story. And I'd like to ask you some questions about the story, okay? So tell me, did you like the story?
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay. So
I think I heard this story from somewhere, but it was a different, base kinds.
Okay then. Okay, so tell me, in these two pictures, why does the mother bird fly away?
Because she went in search of some food for the baby birds.
Okay. And in this picture, how do the baby birds feel?
Can you please repeat the question?
In this picture, how do the baby birds feel?
The baby birds are hungry and they ask their mother for some food.
Okay. And why do you think the baby birds are hungry?
Because they are opening their mouth. I had some pets also. When they were hungry, I thought that they are opening their mouths means they are hungry. So I used to feed them.
Okay. So in this picture, why does the cat climb the tree?
To get to fetch the baby pigeons so that he could eat them.
And in these two pictures, how does the cat feel?
Could you repeat? Actually, I was not able to hear.
So, in these two pictures, how does the cat feel?
The cat actually, both of the pictures, the cat was so happy that he was so nearby to fetch them. Well, in the second picture, he was actually so scared that the dog would eat him.
Okay. And okay, so in the next picture, this one. Why does the dog grab the cat's tail?
He actually wanted to save the baby pigeons, so he actually pulled his tail so that he would fall down.
In this picture, imagine that the dog sees the birds. How does the dog feel?
Can you please repeat? Actually, my network is a bit slow,
It's
guys.
okay. So I was asking that imagine that in this picture, the dog sees the birds. How does the dog feel?
I think he will give a side look.
To the birds?
The bird would see the dog.
No, I'm telling. Imagine that the dog sees the birds in this picture, specifically in this picture. The dog sees the birds. So how do you think the dog is feeling after seeing them?
The dog is feeling very happy that I saved two lives today, and my master would be so happy that he would be giving me some new kind of food or tasty food.
So in the entire story, who do you think the mother bird likes the best? The cat or the dog?
The dog.
And why?
Because it saved the lives of of her children.
Okay, then thank you so much, Ashraya. It was so wonderful to have you. I'm looking forward
Thank
to another
you.
session with you. So next week we'll have an Odia storytelling session. And I'm looking forward to having you again. It was so nice to hear from you. Okay, thank you so much for
Thank
the help. Bye bye. Take care.
you. Okay, bye.